Hey, it's Clay Travis. I want to thank you for the millions of Outkick the Coverage podcast downloads. So here's a little extra gift for you. We've compiled the very best Animal Thunderdomes from the past few months and put them together for a Greatest Bites edition. Thanks for always tweeting in good stories you see for us to use during Animal Thunderdome. Keep them coming as humans try and keep the animals in check. Here comes the Greatest Bites. Cue the music, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just glad I was there.
Boys and girls.
I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
Dying time's here.
I had a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Sam, you have a what?
This is Animal Thunderdome.
I feel like the hippo is underrated on this segment because hippos kill 500 people a year. They say, in Africa right now. And this was a tough break. A tourist from Taiwan was taking pictures at a lake in Kenya on Sunday, and he was attacked and killed by a hippo just hours before a local fisherman was also mauled to death in the same area by another hippo. The uprising is real. Chang Ming Chuang and his friend Wu Peng Ti were at the edge of Lake Naivasha in Kenya's Rift Valley when a witness said they got too close to a hippo and were attacked. Chang was pronounced dead. I don't know how this happens. His friend was treated for minor bruising. I'm just going to toss this out there. If your buddy is dead and you got minor bruising, you didn't do much to try to save your buddy. They are not sure what led to the attack. But then later, just a little bit further down the same lake, a hippo, another different hippo, also killed someone. Don't mess with the hippos, people. They are deadly. What you got for me, Danny G?
All right,
you agree
Cliff.
With me?
Yeah,
if you get minor bruising,
yeah,
and your buddy dies, you probably didn't do very much to save his life.
Yeah, you weren't a good wingman when he was alive probably either.
No doubt.
That's horrible. Closer to home, Boulder, Colorado, a mountain lion became trapped inside a Colorado home, killed the family's house cat before police and wildlife officers were able to chase it out of the home. Boulder police say that the homeowner came back to the house last Thursday night. They found the mountain lion inside. It appears that the mountain lion pushed through a screen and he couldn't get back out of the home once he was in. The big cat roamed throughout two levels of this house for more than an hour before officers used non-lethal rounds to scare it out the front door and away from the neighborhood, which is just southwest of downtown Boulder. The Boulder Police Department tweeted a photo of the mountain lion inside next to the couch, along with a reminder to residents to keep ground-level doors and windows closed and locked. So imagine your cat, Fifi, Clay, and you come home, and your cat's shredded to 100 pieces by a mountain lion.
Well, the cat's rough. You know, the other thing that would happen there is, like, somebody would have, like, a little poodle, and the poodle would think, oh, this is my house to protect, thinking, oh, the mountain lion's not going to go mountain lion on me because, you know, they don't know probably what one of those things is. But, yeah, that's probably tough to explain to the kids that the kitty cat got killed by the much bigger kitty cat.
And imagine the last few seconds of that poor cat's life. On the run from a mountain lion. That, can you imagine? That would be
it's a tough break. It's a tough break for a house cat to go that way. The house cat probably thinks I'm set here. I'm going to have a 20-year life. Nothing really that dangerous. Going to kill some mice, hang out. Huh. Next thing you know, the house cat comes face to face with the mountain lion, and that expectation goes out the window in a hurry. I can't get over my guy, Wang Tu, or whatever his name was.
Yeah, we want to hear you say the names again.
I think I might have just deleted that. But I got to be honest with you. If your buddy gets killed by a hippo and you just have some bruising, what does that mean? You're not even remotely there nearby while the hippo just goes to town and kills your buddy. This is like we had that issue where the guy got killed by the mountain lion, right? And then the guy left him behind. To me, if you're on a dangerous safari like this, first of all, do you think they were taking selfies? Because the number of people getting killed taking selfies these days is out of control. I bet they were trying to get the hippo in the background of their selfie, and the hippo was just like, I don't want to take a picture today, and I'm going to kill you. And this is just a lesson. Animals are wild. That's why wild animals, why the adjective is in front of the animal. Don't try to get too close to them. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm terrified to go on these safaris because everybody ends up dying.
Clay, what would you do if you had your family out on a boat in the lake and a poisonous timber rattlesnake came slithering up onto the boat? This happened to a Knoxville, Tennessee family as they were vacationing in western North Carolina on Fontana Lake. Their 14-year-old daughter, of course, had her phone going as this timber rattlesnake made its way onto their boat. Check out this audio.
Hey, oh my God!
That's a rattlesnake.
Is it really? Oh my gosh, it's so
by the way, this is amazing audio. Also what it sounded like when I was trying to ask girls to go to prom with me. Just FYI, this is exactly what it sounded like when I tried to walk up to girls in high school and ask them to go to prom. I have been on Fontana Lake. It's a great lake in western North Carolina. I have not seen a rattlesnake there. I would lose my mind if a rattlesnake was charging my boat.
Yeah, you could also see the video, so Google that. The dad was quoted as saying, "I was going to whack him." You can see him, too, in the video getting ready to hit this snake. But the snake was smart enough to know, I probably shouldn't be here. All this screaming scared it away, so it made a U-turn and went back into the water. So they avoided having to try to hit the snake in the head.
I love also that even in moments of extreme peril, people keep their phones running now.
Yes.
It's like we have to share. I mean, how many times do you think, and this happens all the time now, where people are trying to take selfies and they die? You know, like I can honestly say this. I don't believe I've ever taken a selfie in my life. Like, I don't know why somebody, I've been in pictures, obviously, but taking a picture of myself, I mean, I'll take pictures of things, but I don't feel the need to put myself in it. But people are getting killed by animals. They're falling off cliffs to take selfies. I wonder how often people die and, like, they are recording their death, right? I mean, it's unbelievable to me that as a rattlesnake is approaching you, you'd be like, oh, I've got to make sure I've got this.
And you have to ask yourself, is that somebody you want on your squad, that they're more interested in filming it than having your back?
I don't know. I would definitely want somebody to have my back there on the great rattlesnake pursuit. What else we got?
All right, this woman in Pittsgrove, New Jersey, her name, Tammy Dubois, she's 52. She had an encounter with a rabid fox. It was biting her leg. She reached down with one hand to hold shut its mouth, and with the other hand, she strangled it. She's quoted as saying, "I don't like to kill anything, but I couldn't do anything to get it away from me." The attack occurred July 18th. She heard rustling in some bushes in her backyard garden. She says the fox ran out, bit her leg multiple times, puncturing her skin, and that's when she reached down and smothered it. She cleaned and bandaged herself, her leg, and then called her husband, who took her to the ER, where she began a two-week series of rabies treatment.
So she choked out the fox?
She choked it out. Animal control officers retrieved the dead fox and sent it to the state for tests, confirming last Monday that it indeed had rabies. Dubois is the only human attacked by rabid animals so far this year in Salem County, officials say.
So her name is what? Tracy Dubois?
Let's see. Tammy Dubois.
Tammy Dubois.
Pittsgrove.
The most famous Dubois. Does anybody know the most famous Dubois?
No.
Blanche Dubois, I believe I'm correct about that,
Golden
from a streetcar. A streetcar named Desire. I think somebody look up and see if Blanche Dubois, if I'm correct in that. Tennessee Williams play.
Okay.
A streetcar named Desire. That woman had a little bit of brassy spunk to her. This woman just choked out the fox. This is like the grandma we had in Georgia who choked out the mountain lion or something, right? You remember that story?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's incredible.
By the way, I love the number of people that are going to be late going into work because they're like sitting in their car right now. They were like, "It's supposed to be Animal Thunderdome last segment. I sat through all the commercial breaks to make sure I didn't miss it. I think you're going to enjoy it." Where should we go to first, Danny G?
Let's go ahead and go with the audio first. This comes from Tennessee. This poor woman was faced with trauma recently when she discovered a snake in her backyard. Now, yesterday on Animal Thunderdome, if you were listening or go to the podcast, you should hear it. We had controversy over a 7-foot lizard that was tormenting a family in South Florida in their backyard.
Yes.
Clay, in this lady's backyard in Tennessee, your hometown, your home state there, rather, she's dealing with a snake in her back garden. Her dogs decided to protect her, and there is audio as her husband took out his phone and filmed this.
No, David. No. 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 I don't know what to do. I don't want him to get in the house.
Get George.
George ain't going to do it because I'm telling him no. It's going to go in the house. You've got to get a stick. I don't know what's going to go underneath. He's gone. No, George. Oh, you did it! Oh, no, George, no! George, no. No. I know what it's going to do. It's going to go under the porch. No, George.
So George the dog,
George the dog, yes,
grabs the snake and throws it on her?
Yeah, he tosses his head and you just see him coming towards her and her freaking out. So
that's actually, people are going to make fun of that lady. That's the exact same way I sound when I see a snake. I saw a snake. We were down at the beach this past weekend. We were walking, headed to the beach, tiny little snake. Lost my mind. My wife told me we got a couple of snakes in the yard. I'm like, we may have to move. I don't know about this thing. I am so anti-snakes. I am a snakist. That's exactly what I would do if I had a dog and it was eating a snake and it tossed it towards me. I would lose my mind.
All right, you are going to love this story. A massive mountain lion made itself right at home in an Oregon woman's living room. It took a 6-hour nap behind her sofa until she says she telepathically got it to leave. Lauren Taylor of Ashland, Oregon, was shocked to find this large cat in her home in July. She thinks that the cat probably wandered in through an open back door after drinking from a pond in her yard. She chronicled the whole experience on her Facebook account, which has received thousands and thousands of reactions. She says the door was open and the room has huge plants and stairs built around a real tree. So the cat didn't likely realize it was walking indoors until it was inside. The mountain lion initially tried to leave the room but got scared when Taylor's roommate screamed, so it ran behind the couch where it then fell asleep. Taylor believes her this is where it gets good. Taylor believes her extensive experience working with energy and animals made the meeting a peaceful and pleasant one. She says that she does not recommend seeking out encounters with wild animals, but she says, when I made noise, the cat woke up and looked startled. So I consciously raised my frequency, gazed lovingly into the cat's eyes, and communicated using feline speak, eye blinking to calm her, she wrote. Cuckoo. When it came time for Taylor's new pal to leave, she says she played a drum, she says, and the kid telepathic pictures of routes out of the house via open doors and the route out the backyard across the creek through an open field and into the hills. The cat did leave, so Taylor believes she telepathically got this mountain lion to leave her home.
Not the kind of guy typically to root for the mountain lion to attack someone. I might be on the mountain lions. This might be the first time we've had an Animal Thunderdome's story where I've thought, you know what, the animal, I wouldn't blame it at all if it decided to attack this person. Yesterday on the Animal Thunderdome, we had a story of deadly hippos. Hippos killing people in, I believe it was Kenya, if I'm not mistaken. Well, there are hippos in the LA Zoo, and a man, I'm not making this up, decided to jump into the hippo enclosure and touch a hippo. They are looking for him in Los Angeles. We have live video and audio of this. I'm not making this up. This really happened in LA. Play it, boys.
And Jeff, this is really disturbing video, what this guy did here at the LA Zoo. As you said, he snuck into the habitat and then hit this hippopotamus. Video posted to Instagram shows a man crossing into the LA Zoo's hippo enclosure and sneaking up on two hippos.
Oh my God.
The man's approach is very cautious. Finally, close enough, he slaps one of the hippos on the rear, takes a moment to celebrate, and then runs off.
Slap the hippo's ass.
The LAPD confirms they got a report of trespassing at the zoo and are investigating. The zoo says the hippos are Rosie and Mara. You can see the hippo who was slapped does not show much of a reaction, but the other hippo seems a bit startled and looks up as the guy is still in the enclosure.
Oh my God.
It's not clear if the man knows he's being recorded, but clearly he's showing off. And while hippos at the zoo do have human interaction, this kind of treatment can create an unpredictable situation.
Unbelievable. That's CBS LA. How much would you have to be paid to climb into the hippo enclosure and touch a hippo in LA?
Smack that ass. He smacked
the
ass.
You guys are all in LA. He smacked the hippo's ass. How much would you have to be paid to touch a hippo to climb into the enclosure? First of all, I can't believe you can even climb into the enclosure,
Clay,
that easily.
We are highly educated being part of the OutKick Army because we paid attention yesterday to those statistics you read.
500 people a year are killed by hippos in Africa.
So this is obviously a non-OutKick listener. Bad job by him. That's going to take, I'm saying, $250,000 at least to get in there quick and smack one.
What about you, Roberto? How much do I have to pay you to climb into a hippo enclosure and touch the hippo?
Nothing. I wouldn't do that. I was just there 2 weeks ago.
And
that was the furthest thing from my mind.
You were there. So is this crazy to you that somebody would climb into the enclosure? I can't believe this is
possible.
Yeah,
I was just there 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, and I was like, furthest thing from my mind. When I saw the video, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's an idiot.
We had the Harambe situation, right, where the kid got into the gorilla enclosure and they had to kill Harambe. I think that was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you can even climb into enclosures for highly dangerous animals still. I can't believe that's even possible. That, leaving aside the fact that the guy is an idiot who climbs in and touches the hippo, I can't believe you can do that.
Yeah, it's not that hard, really, this enclosure's not.
Well, because I think when they designed these zoos years ago, they were not thinking people would be stupid enough to try to get that close to dangerous animals.
It's unbelievable to me. So what about you, Eddie Garcia? How much money to climb into the L.A. Zoo and touch the hippo?
I saw a video of a hippo biting a crocodile in half because he was annoyed with the crocodile. So there's no amount of money I'm getting in to slap a hippo on the ass.
This is like the most territorial animal, they say, in terms of danger in the entire world. Like the hippo kills more people because they not to eat, right? Because I think the hippo is basically a vegetarian.
Correct.
The hippo is just angry when people come in its area. This is one of the all-time stupid moves. I also, by the way, so we got the hippo story. We also have this story, which a bunch of you tweeted to me and I thought was amazing. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City police say a wild bull escaped from the stockyards overnight. They later found out that it was a bull from a zoo, I think. I mean, sorry, from a circus or something. I don't know. Anyway, a wild bull was loose. It chased several people downtown. One person even jumped in the river to avoid it. Wild, you talk about just rough luck. We talked about the mountain lion getting in the house in Colorado. Can you imagine walking through Oklahoma City? Next thing you know, there are bulls. There's a wild bull chasing you, and you have to dive into a river to escape it. We need the video, by the way, of the guy who dove into the river to escape the wild bull. That's tough luck. Like one minute you think you're just walking to work, the net, and you're like, man, this is tough. It's going to be a rough day at work. Next minute, there is a wild bull pursuing you in the streets of Oklahoma City, and you have to dive into the river there in the city.
It makes you wonder about the thousands of people who go to the running of the bulls every year.
Oh,
because they're running towards it to do it on purpose.
Yeah, I have a buddy. I'm trying to remember who was saying they were going to do it. They're going to Pamplona to run with the bulls, and I just can't think of anything more insane. Now, watching the running of the bulls, you know, like from outside of the enclosure, can make a lot of sense. But running along with the horns and everything and the fact that you could get trampled or gored, no thank you.
That's one of those deaths on the short list, Clay, where if you died that way, God would just chuckle.
I say, like, my general rule in life is don't be a pussy willow, right? DBAP. The other aspect of this, though, is sometimes be a pussy willow. SBAP. You got to know when it's smart to be a pussy willow, and when there are bulls chasing you, I think it's smart to dive in the river. Not going to run with him.
Here's another snake story quickly. Residents in a Pennsylvania town in East Greenville being warned to keep an eye out for a runaway boa constrictor that has been missing for weeks. 7-foot snake named Vinny. Sounds like a guy you call an 800 number to get gambling tips from. Reported missing in the town. Although investigators said they, quote, consider the matter closed after determining that the reptile hasn't been seen in about 4 weeks. Unquote.
Closed.
So they haven't seen him in about 4 weeks, so they've closed the matter. And dude
is just slithering around. He's slithering around town. He's going to take down a dog pretty soon.
All he did was lie low for the investigation to die down. The owner says there's a chance his 10-year-old snake is hiding somewhere in his house, but locals are still being urged keep an eye out for the snake.
How big is the house where you can't find a 7-foot snake in your house?
That's a really good point. Clay might not be able to find it.
I have a big house, and I can find a 7-foot snake in my house.
How about a 7-foot snake named Vinny that's a boa constrictor that's got perfect lines for your Mac football season coming up?
I feel like there's a joke that can be made here, but this is a family program.
California woman checks her home security camera 2 days ago after hearing strange sounds. Around 12:30 a.m., her son told her he heard strange noises outside their home. She didn't give it too much thought. The boy said, "Mom, I hear noises." They shrugged it off. She said, "You're going to hear noises. There are animals." That's what she told the local television station in California. So she goes and checks her security camera footage the next morning. Discovers that the sounds had come from not one, but two mountain lions that walked up to her front door as if they were trying to sell her something. Just stood next to each other at the front door. Not one, but two mountain lions outside her house. Hung around for 15 minutes. Motion detector lights and sounds came on, and the mountain lions did not flinch. So these cougars were going to try and get into this house. So yeah, maybe you should pay attention when your son says you hear noises outside. I'm not saying the mountain lions were going to be able to get into the house, but if you had to take out the garbage, that would not have worked out well. All right, Danny, we had this story sent to us no short of, I would say, somewhere around 70,000 times from listeners over the last few days. Tell us about this alligator.
In case you missed this, a woman walking her dog on Monday was killed when an alligator attacked her and dragged her into a lagoon. Where? Not Florida, South Carolina.
Those dangerous South Carolina lagoons.
Yeah.
Popular destination, Hilton Head.
Beaufort County Sheriff's Office received a call around 9:30 a.m. about a possible alligator attack near a lagoon in Sea Pines Plantation, a resort community at Hilton Head Island. Officers discovered, unfortunately, that the woman was dead inside the lagoon. According to witnesses, the unidentified woman was walking her dog when an alligator about 8 feet long attacked and pulled her into the water. Security staff also viewed surveillance video of this attack. South Carolina Department of Natural Resources spokesman Captain Robert McCullough told the Post and Courier. Authorities began to search the lagoon for the alligator. An autopsy is going to be conducted to determine the exact cause of the woman's death. I think we know what it is. Her dog, the story says this, her dog was not harmed. Well, thank God.
Well, that's good. At least we got this.
I don't understand. This is a good time to rant about this. I don't understand, and I love dogs. I am a huge dog fan.
They're phenomenal.
I had a cat. I don't understand this obsession we have with dogs or humans. She should save herself and get another dog. I don't know why that's so difficult to understand. If an alligator is attacking my pet, I would try to maybe fend him off for a second. And once it has the dog, it has the dog. I'm not like giving my life up for the dog. I don't understand this mentality that humans have.
I do now, Jeff, after a vet bill that I got a couple years ago, because unfortunately our pets are charged as humans when we take them to the hospital, the animal hospital. So that's why.
That is true.
Yeah, that's why people say it's like a kid. It really is like a kid because they jack us on the prices.
Until you actually have a kid, and then you're like, right? It's not remotely like a kid.
By the way, McCullough said that the woman was only the second person to ever die from an alligator attack in South Carolina history.
Well, remember that story I told a few months ago about alligators in South Carolina and police and wildlife officials saying, please stop throwing carrots at alligators in South Carolina? And there were photos of these shamed alligators that had like baby carrots stuck to their eyes and stuck to their faces. And it just said, look, it's going to make them aggressive. And it's shaming them. Like, it's hurting their feelings and making them upset, mm-hmm. hurting their self-esteem. So I don't know. I don't think that this woman had anything to do with that, but she could be a hapless victim and a consequence of what was happening in South Carolina with shaming these alligators.
Headline that you don't want to see and that you certainly don't want to be involved in. From the Daily Mail. Jamaican man, not so bad so far, has, not so bad, his, not going in the right direction. Penis bitten off by his neighbor's dog as he spoke to her over the gate. Now, oh. I don't know about you.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
That's a rough way to go. Jamaican man has his penis bitten off by his neighbor's dog as he spoke to her over the gate. Opening sentence of the story. Hospitalized. And then they tell us it's a little bit better.
People have
after
children.
Having only
people
part
have
of his penis.
Children in the car alert right now. Please say Dick Cheney.
I can't say penis?
You can, but okay. It makes the story more gruesome, I feel.
We need to have stories all the time about people being killed. You had like a 5-year-old get killed by a cheetah.
This bothers me more.
Reading directly from the Daily Mail. It's important for everybody to know the truth. The man named locally as Nelly. Oh, man. That's a tough bro. Oh, wait. Sorry. Neely. I read it as Nelly. He's known as Neely. Had been chatting to his neighbor over her gate in Stony Hill, north of Kingston, Jamaica, when her dog attacked. The man has been interviewed. He told a Jamaican newspaper the dog pushed its nose through the metal bars of the gate and snapped its jaws around his genitals. Maybe don't put your genitals close to the gate. Just an idea. The man was quoted as saying, and I can't, but this is a real life quote, I will not be going near those dogs again.
That'd be smart.
So if you think you're having a rough start to your morning, it could be worse. You could have been in Jamaica and had your penis bitten off by a dog while you were trying to talk to a girl.
Let's go to South Africa. This is kind of a theme, I guess. Former soccer star says a rat ate his foot while he was sleeping.
The whole foot?
Former English soccer star Gary Mabout said Monday he was forced to end his South Africa trip early after a rat gnawed his foot and chewed his big toe down to the bone while he was sleeping.
Mabout, how did he not wake up?
I'll tell you here. Mabout, the former Tottenham Hotspur captain, told the BBC Monday that the gruesome incident happened about 6 weeks ago while he was visiting his daughter, who works at Kruger National Park. I went to sleep, and during the night, a rat came into the bedroom, climbed into the bed, and decided to chew on my foot, Mabout said. It's made quite a big hole in my toe, down to the bone, and ate underneath my foot. Mabout, 57, said he didn't feel the rat's teeth sinking into his flesh because he has a little feeling in his feet because he has type 1 diabetes.
Oh.
Says
it's
that,
like the rat knew.
Oh, the rat actually was a second-time offender. It had already bit his daughter's thumb first in the other bedroom, and then she came into me and said, Dad, something's bitten me. Being in Africa, you think of snakes or scorpions, Mabout told the BBC. He went back to sleep. About an hour later, woke up when the rat bit his thumb as well. He looked down and saw his foot also covered in blood, and that's when he noticed his toe was down to the bone.
I gotta be honest with you. I am anti-rat and anti-snake, you know, in a big way. When I was in college in D.C., there were rats everywhere, and these rats, like, you're walking through the streets, and they would, like, square up on you. Like, the rat wouldn't run. You know, like you'd be walking down the street and this huge rat would come out of the bushes and like you'd be like, hey, rat, I'd like to walk on the sidewalk. And the rat would just be like, what? What's up now? And you'd be like, I'm not walking on the sidewalk. You'd walk out in the street and the rat wouldn't even be like, this is my sidewalk. It's after dark. This is where I live. Like, you want to come? You want to roll? I'm like, no, I don't want to square up with a rat. I've had to fight a rat before down in the Virgin Islands, one of those tree rats. I'll tell you this. My wife has been telling me, this is the Animal Thunderdome come to my house, that we have like 3 snakes in our yard now. She says that she has seen them. I am anti-snake more than anything. and I don't know what to do about this. Like, she says they're not poisonous snakes, but this is alarming in its own respect.
Yeah, by the way, Mabut flew back to the United Kingdom right away, where he underwent surgery and spent a week in the hospital. He's still receiving treatment.
Man. I don't know in general. Like, every time we have the Animal Thunderdome, I would like to go on an African safari, right? But every time we do the Animal Thunderdome, it feels like we have a story coming from Africa where an animal is taking advantage of someone. And it makes me think, how much different is a real safari from the Disney Animal Kingdom safari, where I just get to ride around on a bus for like 20 minutes driving through in Orlando, Florida, looking at all the animals? Isn't that basically the same thing and a lot cheaper? A lot of you reaching out about the lizard. It's now been described as a 7-foot lizard. I'm reading from the Sun Sentinel down in South Florida, and this is a crazy way to start a story. The 7-foot lizard terrorizing a South Florida family is a species that can be legally purchased online for less than $200. And I'm looking at a picture of this lizard. I would shoot him. I don't think there's any doubt. I might go buy a gun just to shoot this lizard. The Asian water monitor is popular among exotic pet enthusiasts, and you can buy a baby one with a credit card from Snakes at Sunset of Miami for $170 with the live lizard shipped to your home by FedEx. I didn't know they did that. You can also get them for $70. Anyway, they're cheap. According to Reptiles magazine, young ones require a diet of fish, frogs, and an occasional newborn rodent.
Whoa.
And I don't understand why you can this 7-foot, 150-pound lizard has been turning up around the home of Zachary and Maria Lieberman with their two young children. They called trappers, but so far no one has been able to catch it. State wildlife officials say it's probably a pet that escaped or was released. And I got to tell you, I don't know why you wouldn't just shoot it. But in the past 2 years, there you go, cock the gun. There has been 14 different calls about these lizards running loose in different parts of Florida. We consider this species a high priority for rapid response because it could start to breed and become a menace. And this is crazy. This is just so crazy. I'm reading.
If there were
right
a bunch of them together, would they move around in a pack?
A lizard pack. I mean, that's pretty scary, actually. I think you just solved this problem by shooting it. I don't know why you wouldn't just shoot it. I mean, is anybody opposed to my idea of just, if I were the dad here, dad has to make the decision. If you're not good with guns, then inevitably you have a relative or you have somebody at work. There's always a gun guy, right? There's always somebody out there, maybe a surprise guy. You're like, oh, you go out and you shoot at the range? Yeah. And then this guy's like, yeah, I got 45 guns and a gun locker. Like, you never have any idea who gun guy is going to be, but there's always a gun guy. And there's nothing that gun guy would love more than being able to go kill a 7-foot lizard that's terrorizing a backyard. Why does this not happen? Is anybody in disagreement on the show right now that this dad should take charge of this and find somebody to kill the lizard?
Well, I'm actually a fan of reptiles. I wouldn't have a lizard. I've had other reptiles growing
up. That's not native to South Florida. So you're opposed to killing it?
I think that the trapper should get it, and then they figure out what to do with it. Like,
yeah,
you
but what's
killing
the trapper
it yourself.
Gonna do with it?
The I don't
trapper's
know.
Just
maybe
gonna
they
release it in the woods, or he's gonna
no,
kill it.
I don't think they'd release it. I think they'd put it to sleep, wouldn't they?
I don't put it to sleep. I mean, yeah. You're gonna put a gas mask on the lizard?
No, like, well, the same thing they do to dogs.
Yeah, I kill the lizard. What about the Roberto or Eddie Garcia? Who is with me here? The dad takes charge and gets the lizard shot.
I would pour gasoline on the lizard and set
yeah,
it on
I don't
fire.
Think that's even
Come
worse.
On.
You can't get close enough to get the gasoline on the lizard.
We're finding out a lot about Eddie right
Garcia
now.
Right here.
Going medieval on
yeah,
that.
I'm not
task.
Taking any chances.
It's just a lizard.
It's a lizard, man.
Roberto, you have a little girl.
A 6-foot lizard is not just a lizard.
It's a 7-foot lizard, according to the Sun Sentinel. What about you, Roberto?
It's just
you have
one
a little
extra
girl.
Foot.
I'll call the city to come pick it up, get rid of it.
A who?
The city. Like, who is that? I don't know. Like,
yeah, they're just going to send a garbage man over to
like, yeah.
That.
Who are you going to call in the city?
You're going to send waste management to your house, Roberto?
You got animal services. They'll pick it up.
And then I'm going to get Jimmy, who has 40 guns, and Jimmy's going to show, and we're going to set up like a lizard hunt, and Jimmy's taking out. The only reason I wouldn't call Jimmy with 40 guns to do it is if you live in a neighborhood where if Jimmy missed, the bullets might hit your neighbor. You can't do that. So I don't know like how much. But if this lizard is terrorizing
Clay,
one family.
In all fairness, we should use rubber bullets on the person that ordered this and got it that big and then released it. This happens a lot to tortoises in our country, where people love them as little babies, they raise them, but then they get so big and eat so much, people don't know what to do with them, so they release them at a park. And so
no, this happens with snakes. This is my thing with snake guy.
The
snake
the people
gets big,
releasing
it gets
these. It's not the poor reptile's fault that he got
fed.
I'm not blaming the reptile.
Yeah,
you kind of are by blowing his head off.
Yeah. Well, you're saying you want him to be put to sleep.
Well,
because
that's more humane.
How is it more humane to trap a lizard?
So would you rather have your head shot off by a shotgun or put to sleep, Clay?
As
die
a human?
In your sleep. Yes.
I don't think it would make very much difference. I don't want to die.
I know. Well, neither does the poor reptile.
But the reptile is going to be stressed when you catch it. You're going to put it into a vehicle. You're going to drive it somewhere. You're going to put it on an operating table. You're going to put a gas mask on it.
No, it's not a gas mask. You give them an injection, and you go to sleep forever. That's better than Eddie pouring gasoline on him.
Well, the gasoline is an extreme example in lighting the lizard on fire, because then inevitably like a house would get burned up or something. But I'm saying that the way to get it is just to shoot it. Like, I don't know. I mean, if there's a 7-foot lizard terrorizing my 2- and 4-year-old, there's no way I'm letting that. First of all, the lizard might harm them. It's a predator. I'm killing the lizard. I don't even see it as a tough call.
Pretty sure the lizard would run away from people.
I don't know. I don't have. You're pretty sure. You're an expert on 7-foot lizards.
Well, I've had lizards before. I grew up, like I said.
Yeah, there's a bunch of lizards here.
Yeah, in Southern California in the Inland Empire when I was a little kid, there were lizards running on the wooden
fences.
Yeah,
little lizards. There's a difference between a little lizard.
Clay, we were looking for the biggest lizards we could find.
Yeah, I know. I lived in the Caribbean. I saw iguanas all the time. An iguana is like a 2-foot lizard. And it's pretty overwhelming to suddenly see a 2-foot lizard when you're not expecting one. If I saw a 7-foot lizard, I'm taking it out. I'm sorry. I'm wiping it out. No questions asked.